girls basketball here. And we start off, we got a couple of post players and an assistant coach joining us here tonight. We start off with Cheyenne Kramer, the senior. How are you doing this evening?
Pretty good. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you. And this game, the season has gone pretty darn fast here. And you've been involved in all the 14 games, I believe it is. And how do you feel like it's going for you so far?
Oh, pretty good. I think that we're playing really good together as a team. I think that that's something we've really been working on.
Man, you had to like what you saw with the first half last night, and just a tough second half. What did you feel like as a player that second half? Just kind of reflect back on that.
I think they started drilling the inside more, and we just weren't ready for it.
All right, but took a lot to learn from that, or took away from that last night there. And but you've had a really good season overall. You've come a long ways. Where do you think you've probably improved the most on?
I've been shooting a lot more threes, definitely.
Yeah. I tell you what, with your threes, I don't know. It's kind of like the line drive here. But they've been going in, though. So what's been kind of success to getting out there and hitting those threes?
I kind of just say, oh, I'm going to shoot it, and then I shoot it.
and then hopefully it goes in, right? Yeah. Well, that works. But, I made the comment last week. You made it to the foul line and get one out of two, and I said, your second free throw you made, I was like, you used your changeup. Was that kind of your changeup there?
Sure, let's go with that.
All right. I had to use some softball terms for you because since that's your go-to sport there, but you get an opportunity here, a couple more games here on Friday night and Tuesday night on the road again with the Ulysses on Friday and Lincoln on the road on Tuesday, 8-6 on the year. And, you know, you guys have that opportunity to have a good last few games of the season to host a sub-state game. What are some big things that you're looking forward to the most here over these next few games?
Definitely just continuing to play as a team. And hopefully we just get a couple more wins. That's the main goal right there.
All right, and what would you like to see here as you do go through this season, what you might maybe want to work on?
Definitely, like, being stronger with the ball and trying to drive more.
All right, but you've had a pretty good season so far, and you're just kind of one of those versatile players, aren't you?
Yep, definitely.
All right, well, Cheyenne, you've had a good season so far. Thanks again, as always, here, and good luck to you coming up here throughout this rest
of
the year.
Thanks, Adam.
All right, once again, senior Cheyenne Kramer joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware, and now we bring in another post player. She comes in off the bench there and contributes sophomore Piper Fox. How you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right. Well, you've had a pretty good season. You've continued to improve. Had a little bit of time off because of a little injury, but you're back to it here. And how things been for you after your little 1 week hiatus?
Oh, good. You know, it was kind of a struggle getting back into shape and everything after being off, but I've just continued to work hard, and I feel like I'm starting to finally get back to where I was.
And now you kind of had to play with like a splint there, and also your two, your ring finger and your pinky finger taped together. And what was that adjustment like when you initially came out there and went out and played?
It was really annoying, honestly. Just trying to shoot and dribble, it threw me off, but I had to work around it.
So are you a left-handed shooter? I'm trying to remember.
I'm a right-handed.
Whew, you got lucky.
I did.
But, as this season has worn on, you've gotten some playing time, quite a bit on varsity, quite a bit on JV, and you guys have had some good success on both varsity and JV. What's kind of your role that you bring to the team?
I just feel like I try my best to kind of be supportive of everyone, try to get the team going, get the energy up.
All right. And what's been your favorite game this year?
Oh, I really enjoyed the Hugoton game just because it was my first game back, so I just kind of played with the extra, motivation.
There you go. What's probably your favorite type of shot?
I like it down low a lot. Yeah. That's where I'm most comfortable.
All right. You getting close to dunking it?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Can't wait. You got a couple years to craft that.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, you've had a good season and continuing to improve. And thanks again, Piper, for the time here. And enjoy the rest of your season here.
Thank you, Adam.
All right, once again, sophomore Piper Fox joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware here. And now we bring in an assistant, first-year assistant. We couldn't keep her away from the radio for only 2 years, I think it was. It's Amber Lotta. And how are you doing this evening?
Good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you. Well, you had the opportunity to be an assistant. And what's it like now being on the bench as a coach?
You know, it's a little weird. First day of practice, I walked in there and I was like, it's kind of weird to not have that practice jersey on. You got to teach the girls something.
Yeah, but did you, the coach let you go? You know, Coach Felker go let you get a practice jersey just to, you know, remember everything back again?
No, but she does let me play 11 man with them, so that's pretty nice.
All right. Do you still dominate them or
not so quite, not much.
All right, but no. How much have you enjoyed this season? Because I think you do. You help with a little bit of the JV and also the C team as well. And how much have you enjoyed this season as a coach?
I've enjoyed it a lot, actually. Like, it's something new and it's something I enjoy quite a bit. Being able to teach the girls something and seeing them improve on everything is really nice.
All right, and what are some things maybe you have taught them that they've really kind of picked up on?
Being aggressive. It's my top thing.
I would have never guessed that from you, Amber. You being not aggressive, I mean. But no, but it's got to be a little different as well, and you've got quite a few of the players that you played with in high school and being a couple years removed, and now you're coaching them. And how much time did it kind of take to – you know, acquaint each other once again and, you know, being the general that you are?
It's still, the girls still sometimes call me Amber.
Yeah.
I catch them off guard quite a bit, but it also catches me off guard. Mm-hmm. Playing with the juniors and seniors, it's a little weird, but I enjoy it.
All right, and how's your C team season been?
It's awesome. We haven't had a lot of games, but every game we've had, we've came out on fire and we've played to the best of our ability, and it's been really nice.
And sometimes you just don't know how many quarters you're going to get from some of your players. So that's pretty tough. But how are you kind of able to adapt to maybe to that?
I give Coach Farreau all of the credit for my subbing on C-team. There are so many girls down there and so many things we have to keep track of. He does all of that for me, and it's very nice.
Well, you're pretty fortunate then, huh?
Yes.
All right, but no, you get Ulysses and Lakin, I think, on C-team. Varsity, you've seen them really continue to improve here. What's one thing that you guys want to see as you go down to Ulysses on Friday?
Just being aggressive. For varsity, I want to see the girls come out on top. Just like we did in Hayes. I mean, we came out on fire in the first quarter. It didn't take us those 3 minutes to get started, and it'd be nice to see that from varsity, JV, and C team all together.
Yeah, last night going to that varsity game, I think that's probably the best first half that you guys have played all year.
It was amazing. It was really, really good. I don't think we expected that in the second half, but, I mean, they played awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they came out a little bit different there, and it was just kind of tough to overcome. And foul trouble a little bit last night with some of your players. Did that kind of come back to get you guys?
Just a little bit. I think everybody played pretty aggressive, though. So, I mean, that's not always a bad thing. Sometimes we do need to know when to back off and everything, but it wasn't bad.
All right. Well, you guys have had a really good season so far, and a couple more road trips, but you guys are used to them by now, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right. It's once again Assistant Coach Amber Lotta joining us here, and she won the coin flip over Justin, Coach Farreau, to come out here tonight. So thank you for the time here, Amber, and we'll see you in Ulysses on Friday.
Thanks, Adam.